Hello, and welcome to the Women Who Code podcast. This show features conversations between diverse technology professionals discussing women in the industry, cutting-edge innovations, the future of work, deeply technical topics, and the ways that we can all work together to make the world a more inclusive place. We hope you enjoy, and if you do, please subscribe, rate, and comment.
Welcome to our event today. My name is Vui Nguyen. I am the Women Code Leadership Fellow for the Mobile Track community. And today I have the honor of speaking with Rosie Bu. I'd like to introduce Rosie Bu today, who is a digital engineer with over 25 years of experience at Walgreens. She is currently holding the position of Senior Director of Digital Technology Delivery. Rosie brings a wealth of knowledge and expertise in the digital space. Her journey began as a developer and has played a pivotal role in Walgreens' e-commerce and store mobile applications. In her current role, she oversees and supports total technology and store mobility platforms. Welcome, Rosie. I'm so excited to be talking to you today.
Oh, hello, V. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm ready to dive in.
Oh, fantastic. So to start, can you tell us how you got started on your career journey, and specifically how you got started in tech?
Sure. So getting into tech for me was like taking an unexpected detour. My initial major was finance. I was attracted by the great potential of technology at that time, despite the initial language challenges. So I decided to switch my major to computer science. I still remember my first computer science course called hardware. My first assignment was to use a print statement to write the classical Hello World. I didn't know where to start, leaving me with the fears and the tears. So that emotional moment marked the kickoff of my tech journey.
Oh, that's so amazing. And thank you so much for sharing that time of vulnerability and your challenges. And, you know, I think that's really helpful for people to know that even if you have a challenge or setback, to keep going. And I'm so glad you did that and you've come so far in your career as a result. Next, I'd like to ask you, what are some of the ways that Walgreens has helped you grow in your career?
Sure. So I'm proud. I'm a homegrown engineer at Walgreens. So, and my journey with the Walgreens has been incredibly rewarding. Being part of the initial digital track since the beginning of our .com has provided me with numerous opportunities to learn and grow. So one of the critical factors that have significantly influenced to my career is the presence of some strong technical leaders. They, just like teachers for me, have been instrumental in inspiring and guiding me. They actively engage in high-level discussions, architecture decisions, address engineering's challenges. Their hands-on approach has taught me that coding is just part of our work. Engineering excellence, including the continuous integration, continuous delivery, automation, architecture, design, infrastructure, and operations, and many so on. So those leaders have shaped my understanding of becoming a well-rounded full-stack engineer. They have demonstrated to me what a high-performance engineering team should look like. Walgreens' open culture is another catalyst for innovation. The company encourages people to view the problems as opportunities for learning and growth. The digital mindset has allowed us to explore new technologies and learn that can open up possibilities for creative solutions. A continuous learning culture is essential in our digital. The company provides training for all of our major platform upgrades. We also have routine knowledge sharing meetings such as Launch and Learns. The community activities keep the team updated on best practice. So these activities help us to stay competent and continue to grow. Additionally, the company arranges soft skill trainings for managers. So these factors have collectively play a significant role in my career. I am just so grateful for the opportunities and the help that Walgreens has provided me on my professional path.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. So it sounds like you have great technical opportunities to grow and really supportive company culture as well. I'd like to learn a little bit more about Walgreens company culture specifically. I believe you've have some core values of the company. Can you share about that?
Sure. So Walgreens principles was founded more than a century ago. It's called a four-way test. Mm-hmm. So right now they have different terms, but it's around the same core values. Mm-hmm. So it's about, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and a better friendship? Will it beneficial to all concerned? It reflects a commitment to integrity, fairness, goodwill, and mutual benefit. So over the past 26 years, I have witnessed and actively participating in the various transformations Walgreens has gone through. The company's core value have not changed. That's why I could continue to learn, grow, and lead. The second is people. So while I supporting the Chiang Wai mobile transformation, I spend a lot of time in stores. Work with many passionate and hardworking field leaders, just watching how do they work with the customers, how do they handle their daily works. I know the meaning of my work. I just want to make their lives a little bit easier and make our mobile experience more user-friendly and more robust so that they can spend more time with customers. For me, Walgreens is more than just a job. I see the direct impact of my team's contributions. I have found a deep sense of belonging in Walgreens.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing about the Walgreens core values. And I mean, you bring up such a great point that, you know, even as the world changes, even as technology changes, but as long as a company holds on to the core values, that is the key to their growth and continued success. Absolutely. So next, I'd like to ask you if you can share with us about your day-to-day work and your role as the Senior Director of Digital Technology Delivery.
Sure. So my role is a little bit more dynamic. So regular meetings with teams are part of my routine. We discuss architecture, review technical implementations, talk about production issues, and brainstorm solutions to challenges. This just making sure everybody is on the same page. We are aligned with the overarching goals. In addition to the routine roadmap, budgeting, hiring related work, I also dedicate some time to improving the delivery process. So while speed is very important, it could introduce pitfalls like technical debts. So we need to identify process gaps and prioritize addressing those technical hygiene, establishing engineering excellence measurements. So those process can help us to be agile with the good code qualities. Building a strong team is one of the most important goals for me, helping new employees speed up learning, helping teams learn new technologies, create opportunities for teams to share ideas, provide feedback, and address concerns are all part of our team building activities. Fostering a transparent sharing and the helping culture is extremely important for me to pass on and promote these cultures in our working environments.
So what I'm hearing from you is another part of your day-to-day is engagement with your team and helping them grow. So may I ask, how do you measure engagement with your team?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So with the remote and the hybrid working models, letting the team feel connected is very important. So especially for remote new employees, it's even harder for them to know more people and find the resources. So one of the main activities we are doing this year is to create a team building roadmap. We plan an activity each month and encourage new employees to lead those activities. This provides them the opportunities to showcase their skills and get to know people better. It has been great so far. We collect feedback through quarterly survey, so which helps us to understand the progress of our efforts and can make improvements.
Oh, I love that. And just hearing about the monthly activities and encouraging team members to lead them, that's really a fantastic way to engage with the team. So you've been a successful leader for many years. Can you share with us what characteristics do you possess that make you a successful leader? And what strengths did you leverage when you were transitioning from an individual contributor to your leadership roles?
So when I look at accomplished leaders around me, they all share some common characteristics, right? They are open-mindedness, inspiration, team understanding, transparency, continuous learning, hard work, effective problem solving, decision making, caring for people, and customer focus. So those are the qualities I actively strive to embody. So in transition from an individual contributors to leadership, one particular strength I have leveraged is my ability to bridge the gap between business and the technology. So this helps our technology decision align with the broader business goals and solve real pain points for our customers. It also accelerate our project's execution. We can work more efficiently toward common goals.
I really love that connecting technology to the broader business goals, because I think so often as engineers, and you know, I can understand this because they're just doing their job. You know, they focus on specific implementation of technology, but you know, take a step back and say, well, how does this help us solve the bigger company goals? So that's really great that you brought that up.
Thank you.
And next, I'd love to hear about a particular challenge you'd like to share with us that you overcame in your career, and what did you learn from that experience?
So I had struggled with my communication skills for many years. My straightforward communication style create a divide among our colleagues. Some appreciate my directness, while others feel uncomfortable, especially when I have to deliver lengthy messages. This sometimes create tension and make me unhappy. I initially try to change my communication style by holding back my thoughts to avoid conflict. However, that approach didn't make me happy or feel authentic. So the turning point came from one of my mentors who is a strong leader. He told me, say, Rosie, you don't have to change yourself. Instead, he suggests me just being open and transparent about my communication style. it helps others understand my intention better and also foster a culture of honesty and trust. So the key takeaway for me is to observe and learn from colleagues with a similar working styles and communication approaches, understanding how they navigate similar challenges. I just gain particular insight that helped me apply to my job. So this is an ongoing process, just being open to feedback. Feedback is a gift, and the learning from experience is key to my personal and professional growth.
Yeah, I really appreciate you sharing your vulnerability and challenges with being authentic. And I think so many people, especially women in tech, struggle with feeling like they have to change who they are. And you sharing your story and saying, no, just be who you are and become the best version of yourself and be authentic, I think this is really great advice. And thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So I believe, you say that mentorship and learning is important to you. Can you share in what ways mentoring and learning has helped you in your career?
Sure. So mentorship and the continuous learnings have been playing a significant role in shaping my professional journey. One of the primary benefits of mentorship is to get a chance to learn the different working styles from experienced leaders. Working with them has allowed me to observe firsthand how they approach challenges, making decisions, and lead teams. Mentors have provided me with some personalized guidelines and helped me navigate complex problems. So beyond direct guidelines, I treat a few of them as my role models. Their leadership styles, commitment to excellence, and practical problem-solving approaches have significantly influenced my leadership philosophy. Learning from them has been a source for inspiration and a guiding source in my career.
Yeah, I really like how you mentioned learning from other leaders and learning from other individuals that are in the position that you're in or in positions that you aspire to be in. And that's really great advice for anyone is, always be learning. Yeah, and to learn from others, absolutely. So, I've been learning so much from you so far in this talk, speaking of which. Let's wrap up with a couple of questions here. One is, what are you passionate about outside of work?
So two of my favorite hobbies are scrapbooking and video editing. Mm-hmm. It has been a wonderful way for me to tell stories and capture memories. I have done a lot for companies' activities and my puppies. I also practice karaoke in the home sometimes. It's a fun activity with friends.
Well, that that sounds wonderful, delightful, actually. So, I think it's important to do some things outside of work and especially creative things like the scrapbooking. And that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I capture a lot of good memories mm-hmm. of digital since the day one. So it's a history when I go mm-hmm. through my scrapbooking of our digital journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd like to ask one last question to wrap up. What pro tip do you have for women in tech?
As female engineers, we wear different hats in our life. Our hardworking, persistent, multitasking working style and a unique family perspective made us a reliable source for the company. Several key pro tips I want to share. Number one, is never stop learning. So try to take some online courses, attend some community meetings, to try to stay up to date with the latest trends and the technologies. The second is master the foundation of computer science and programming. So no matter how technology evolves, the computer science foundation is still the same. The third one is find your passion. So find an area you enjoy working at it and you are good at it. It will keep you engaged and motivated. So as a woman in tech, we are valuable assets in this field. Our journey may have up or down, but as long as we keep learning and love what we do, we can achieve our goals in the tech.
Wow, all that is really great advice. And yeah, I love how you talk about keep learning, but also, you know, keep going back to the foundation, and the foundation never changes. And, you know, no matter what's out there, what new technologies get created, or what new devices that come out, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the foundation grounds us in our careers, especially in technology. Absolutely. Well, I've really enjoyed talking with you, Rosie, and learning more about you and your career. And yeah, thank you so much for talking with me and sharing with all of us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. It has been a pleasure sharing my experience with Walgreens and your audience. I just hope our conversations has been valuable, particularly for our female engineers. If any listeners have any questions or thoughts, feel free to reach out to me through the LinkedIn. Thanks again for preparing this interview. Thanks for creating this forum for all the women.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you and meeting you today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Women Who Code podcast. To find out more about our mission and the work we do across the tech industry, visit our website at www.womenwhocode.com. You can also follow us on all socials at Women Who Code. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Women Who Code, with hundreds of hours of free educational videos. Thanks again for listening, and remember to subscribe, rate, and comment.